This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU Carbondale's chancellor is finishing up his first year in office and looking ahead to the coming academic year with optimism. Chancellor Carlo Montemagno began his tenure at SIUC with a total solar eclipse last year. He says there was great excitement then, and that should continue as the university continues to reshape itself for the future.
So over this past summer, you know, a number of great things happened. We got 6 new proposed schools approved: the School of Applied and Engineering Technology, the School of Biological Sciences, Computing, Earth Systems and Sustainability, Health Sciences, and Psychology and Behavioral Sciences. They all made it through the Senate. You know, my faculty worked really hard. We were engaged in a collaborative development. We're in the process of dialogue to get the rest of them through the system, and we will get them through the system. And we'll do it in a way in which there is a high level of collaboration and partnership.
Montemagno's plan to reorganize the campus remains controversial, but he says a collaborative approach is helping some departments and programs align themselves and move forward. SIUC will celebrate its 150th birthday next year, something Montemagno says is an important opportunity to celebrate the past while also looking to the future.
That's what this is all about. So the reorganization is one element about how we provide an educational experience that meets the needs for not only today, but going in the future. It means that we're able to put together a program that changes the way, in a more positive way, the way we interface with the city and the state and the nation, so that we are become, again, a national destination institution.
Part of that work includes what Montemagno calls creating what it means to be a Saluki. He says that's a well-rounded student, a problem solver, and a leader. That includes creating a 4-year core curriculum at SIU Carbondale, which Montemagno says will require faculty to change the way they teach students.
You know, and so it's hard. This is a process. But when we're all done, we're going to have an extraordinary institution, an institution that provides an educational experience that's unparalleled in the state and probably, you know, among the very best in the nation.
Reorganizing the campus structure, along with developing a new central core curriculum, gets to what many agree to be SIUC's biggest challenge: attracting, retaining, and graduating more students. A decline in enrollment has hurt the local economy and kept SIUC from expanding some opportunities. Montemagno says this year's incoming students may be a smaller class. The projections show there will be about 1,000 new freshmen on campus. But he points out the university has been more selective when it comes to admitting students.
The students that are coming in this next class are among the very best students that we've had in recent history. So not only are we getting great students, you know, we are shifting the whole mold of what a student profile looks like. And it has had no effect on diversity, but there are students who are really high caliber.
And it's not just incoming freshmen that Montemagno is focused on. He says helping students who struggle to pay their tuition and fees is also bringing some numbers up when it comes to retention.
And this has been an all-hands-on-deck effort. The foundation has given us resources that allowed me to provide some additional financial help for students to come. We were able to bring a number of students in from their generosity that had bursar bills, even though they're really great students, but they couldn't come back, in which they gave us some significant money to help these students come back and matriculate.
Montemagno says the work will continue to bring more students to Carbondale. He says that recruitment is taking a multifaceted approach.
The students we want to attend, the parents, and the general community. The students want to go to a place where they're going to have a good time, they're going to be excited about what they learn and what they're going to do. The parents want the students to be to be safe and to have a job when they graduate. And the general community wants a place that's a point of pride for them in their community.
SIUC opens for its fall semester on August 20th. Montemagno says he and his team are ready and already looking ahead for the campus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.